This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
I'm more than a little sad, that Fiona Richardson is no longer with us, but you know, I'm really encouraged by, Justin has said. You know, there's a lot of good people. Sometimes, and even sometimes in this studio, we have a crack at politicians of all sides. But there are a lot of good people on all sides of politics, and the people behind the scenes as well. People, you know, like tenure, like chiefs of staff, advisors. I know a lot of them, you know a lot of them, Justin knows a lot of them. They work bloody hard and they have a huge commitment. Doesn't matter what side they're on, they have a huge commitment to what they believe in. And often we don't recognise that enough. It's easy to criticise them.
Yes, it is.
And I've been guilty of that.
Just because I said nice things about them doesn't mean we stop belting the bejeepers.
Oh,
out.
No.
But look, it's interesting, Macker. I'm just going to do a bit of a reflection here because it was over a year ago, maybe 18 months ago, when we first had Fiona on this show.
Yeah.
We had a half-hour interview with her. Mm. I had given her office a full briefing about what we wanted to talk about. We wanted to actually understand where this Royal Commission was going to go, especially in relation to our communities, because our communities are ordinarily pretty silent in this space. I know there's been a bit of an interest and there's been some advocacy around domestic violence in LGBT communities, but there hasn't been visibility. We had no data. There were no programs. There were no services. And often for people who are LGBT to actually turn up to a domestic violence service, they're actually treated like their identity didn't matter.
And we'd had some guests over that period that talked about this.
Exactly, their personal experience, including a former producer of ours here, you might recall.
Yeah.
When we had Fiona, and we did a half-hour interview, we did two actually, one with Neil Mitchell, if you recall, and one with you and I.
Yeah.
And she came forward, we barely got a word in, Macca.
I know.
She came forward with a shopping list.
That is quite an achievement.
She came up with a shopping list, an absolute shopping list of issues that she wanted the commission to deal with. Mm. And I haven't got a full list here in front of me. I pulled up the final report of the commission.
Yep.
And the recommendations that they came forward with were increased education campaigns targeted at our community to increase awareness within our communities about the incidence, the prevalence, and what support is available. There are services that have been specifically now funded for LGBT people.
Yes.
There is an enhanced data collection and research effort, which has never, ever previously occurred. We didn't even have a baseline set of data that actually told us what experience LGBT people had with domestic violence. And all of a sudden, we saw a range of new innovative approaches and pilot services that have been funded. And we saw those. You know, Martin Foley's been talking about them in the last round of budget initiatives. So I think what I want to do is actually give tribute to Fiona for the commitment and respect that she has shown our communities and recognised that this is actually a problem for us as well.
Yes.
We're not invisible in this. So for me, that will remain, apart from all the work that she's done around level crossings and, you know, gender equality, but around recognising what this means for our community.
Yeah, because it's baseline stuff. And I remember a discussion I had some time ago with Ken Lay, which was a long time ago when he was police commissioner, about domestic violence in my community. And, Ken was pretty wouldn't say shocked. He was surprised. He hadn't really... I wouldn't say he hadn't thought about it, but you know, one of the things we said is, well, we don't have any... There's no data. There's no... You can't just rely on what is reported to
police. Well, anecdotal. Anecdotal is not enough.
And
not to build a service response.
Yeah, so, you know, we... It is an issue that our community, for a whole range of reasons, hasn't spoken about. We now do, but the Royal Commission, you know, unpacked that, and Fiona was hugely supportive of that. Mm. And you know, I will remember Fiona for that. Was very important.
And they're tough spaces to get into as well. Aren't they? They're really tough places to go. Even though we start talking about these issues a lot more, and we're a lot freer to talk about them as we should be, you cop the flak back.
Yeah,
and you've got to be tough to push through it. And she was.
Clearly, Justin, we're going to take a short break now and bring in our next guest.
Mac
is tearing up
again.
And we need to give him some time to get his hankies out and dry up.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.